Came to America August 20th, 1982, and I came primarily because I was in pursuit of an education. Obviously, the dominant culture is white. Coming to America, it was obvious that I was Negro, and so I soon learned that I am minority. I soon learned that there is a distinction between black and white, and so I was propelled or catapulted into a reality that I was not prepared for. Well, I'm not very politically correct, and so I will say I'm an African American. I will say that I'm a black man. I will say I'm colored. I'm Negro. And so you call me whatever you want to call me, okay? Those labels really don't define who I am, and I would say that I don't define myself by my race. I literally went to them and I said, tell me, how do you handle being an African American? They said, expect, number one, that you are going to be a suspect. Expect if you go to the grocery store that you may be profiled. And by the way, that did happen to me when I was in college. They said, Donovan, you know what? You're not black, you're Jamaican. And so when that statement was made, I realized, what are some of the other assumptions and presuppositions that would be governing their behavior and also their acceptance of me? Were they tolerating me, or were they genuinely accepting of who I was? And so there's a suspicion, and then if they see how I would work with the dominant culture, the white population, they assume that I was an Uncle Tom. They assume that I was a sellout. They assume that I didn't care about their struggles, that I didn't care about some of the issues that they were dealing with as minority students. There are sayings such as one particular race might be lazy. Okay, I've heard that said, and I don't know any lazy African Americans. Personally, I do not. I see African Americans who lack opportunity. I see African Americans who are undereducated. I see African Americans who are underemployed. And I'll tell you, my heart breaks, because what you are basically saying is the reality of many African Americans. I mean, for hundreds of years, individuals have been told that you are nobody. Even though I don't understand the African American experience, and I will never try to be an expert in their experience, there is something that unites us, and even if it is being united on the basis of race, that is a starting point. I'm able to spend time getting to understand them.